Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow, the cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Texans need more dogs, according to Travis Johnson. Wade Smith in the building. It is Smitty and Trap, special edition, along with Landry Locker. John Lopez out there fishing. Why do you think that the Texans need more dogs? Is it simply because they lack enough dogs, or is it because every successful team needs more dogs in the locker room?
I don't ever remember coming across a champion that didn't have dogs on their roster. You got to have some guys on your team that are edgy. You can have, for the most part, 90% of the guys or 85% of the guys that are what you would call choir boys or something to that effect, but you got to have some guys that are edgy, that piss off the other the guys that you're playing against, that rub people the wrong way, that won't be afraid to take it to that level. You need that on a roster, and especially up front, especially in the trenches. You need that type of mentality, and so I don't necessarily know, like, who's the dog on the Texans offensive line. Like, who would you say is the dog on the offensive line? Zach Fulton? Like, that's the only guy that I can kind
of
think of.
I can't name any of them, to be honest with you. I mean, when you look at this team on offense and you say, well, who's the biggest dog on this team?
D-Hop?
On offense, you say D-Hop.
D-Hop?
Yeah. You say D-Hop first.
Yeah.
And then let's even take D-Hop out of the equation. Like, who's next? Our quarterback? It's hard to be just a dog at QB. You can't really establish dominance.
Yeah, he's not really a
dog.
What about
McKinney?
McKinney on defense, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, on defense, yeah, I think McKinney is a dog. Yeah,
but y'all just
talking offense.
We're talking offense, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a good question.
Offense, after D-Hop, is who's our guy? Where's Draymond Green at?
There is none. There is no Draymond on the roster.
Yeah, and you need that. That's giving the Warriors 3 titles.
No question. And people hate him. People hate him.
It's like Dennis Rodman. Everybody used to hate Dennis Rodman. Everybody, except for me. I loved him.
It's the same thing, like Pat Beverly used to be here for the Rockets.
Of course.
You need that type of guy. People love that type of guy when you have him on your roster. So.
And even if you're just talking about football as a whole, just look at the Patriots, because you're talking about championship teams. Julian Edelman's a dog. Like, I don't care what anybody says. That dude is a total dog. Tom Brady, you can see that he's a dog. You like Trent Brown. You said that he's a dog. He's no longer there. Like Gronk, he's a dog, regardless of his personality. Like, they're full of dogs. So, there's examples right in front of you. Landry Locker, Travis Johnson, Wade Smith in the building right now. I want to ask you guys this, because this is, as soon as I saw this story and I knew that you guys were going to be with me, I had to get your take on this, because Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton said he is not having sex this month because he says it helps his mind, it makes him stronger, and in the long run, it'll help him perform better. Do you guys agree with this theory?
Listen, man, I got 4.
I mean, not you. I know you. How many kids Cam got? Because, you know, you start getting up there and kids, it'll go a month just because you just ain't got no time. And you be, like, trying to squeeze one in. Like, hey, baby, let me go ahead. Just go ahead and lay on your side. You know what I mean? Like, let me put it in for about 5 minutes. Like, that's all I need, 5 minutes.
He's got 3 kids.
Do you find yourself having mental clarity after you miss that month of sex with your wife?
No, I feel like I'm about to go nuts.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, hey, baby, hey, listen. Hey, I don't get none this week now. You're not finna get no food. I'm finna cut off all the bank accounts. Nothing.
What are you, R. Kelly?
Hold on now. You're
gone
too far.
I'm an older man that loves all women.
I'm an older man that loves all women. Light skin, dark skin. No, I mean.
15-year-olds.
No, that's nuts, bro.
Damn it,
we
Robert.
We can't even get started on that. That's what you call him, Robert. He ain't even R no more. Robert. I don't get any clarity after a month of having, like, no, I get angry.
Exactly.
Did y'all engage in sex like game weeks and stuff? Because Mike Tyson wouldn't do it. What was it? 3 months before a fight? I know you're rolling your eyes there,
no,
Travis.
Of course. I mean, if your wife give you something, she give you something.
Yeah, I'm not a proponent of you doing something like the night before a game. You want to have your legs, but all week, Monday through Friday, for sure. Like, we're not finna withhold it just so I can play better on Sunday. Like, if I withhold it, that's why people jumping outside. It's not saying no names. Maybe people jumping outside, they look too wound up. You got to let that stuff go, man. Got to let it out.
You guys, we were talking earlier in the segment about Donald Penn, the 3-time Pro Bowler released of the Raiders. Travis, you said you've actually talked to him. This is the move that you guys feel the Texans need to make right now that Justin Houston has signed a 2-year deal with the Colts. The way to combat this is signing Donald Penn. And just talk about what he brings, would bring to this team.
I mean, he brings veteran leadership. He brings a guy, first of all, that can actually still play the position at a high level. He's going to be he does a really good job of using his hands and playing at the position. He's going to be able to teach the guys like Julian Davenport that's on the roster. He's going to help teach a guy like Martinez Rankin. He's going to help teach the guy that whoever gets drafted in the first round, hopefully it's a Andre Dillard or somebody like that. But he's going to help with that aspect. And then he's going to be the type of person that he's going to transcend in the meeting room how we need to approach each and every day and how we need to approach each and every opponent. And a guy like Justin Houston, he's a guy that has a catalog of moves and he has film that you can look at and learn about and know about going into when you have to battle him. If you have a veteran that has went through those battles with him over the years, he knows what it takes to get this specific guy blocked. And it goes with other guys throughout the league. So you need that veteran presence to help with that aspect.
Just on the offensive line, Wade Smith and Travis Johnson in for John Lopez. Just on that offensive line, though, if you just look at the guys on there and you put their arrow up and you think their best football is ahead of them and they can be contributors on a quality offensive line, whose names would come to mind, if any?
Definitely Martinez Rankin's best ball is in front of him. I think
talking about our boy, Arsenio. Calamente.
I think we use Arsenio because it's hard to pronounce his name when you just read it. Arsenio, but Senio Calamente, like, dude was good in New Orleans. I think he came here to Houston and he got banged up a lot. And so I think that hurt him. And then also it was a new offense. And so he's trying to figure things out. I think he has better ball in front of him. But I also think that the fact that the Texans were going to go out there and pay money for Roger Saffold lends me to believe that they don't necessarily think he's the solution at left guard. And they're looking for other options to come in and play that position. Because if they would have paid Roger Saffold, he's going to be the starting left guard. There was going to be no questions about it. And then Calamente is going to be battling with a guy like Greg Mance or somebody for the backup role. But I think his best ball is possibly in front of him. I think that besides that, I mean, I think Nick Martin can be better.
Yeah.
Besides that, I mean, there's not that many young guys on the rosters that you think they have like a bunch of upside on them.
I think for me, Chantrell Henderson, like, I'm waiting on him to live up to that potential of the number one player in the country coming out of high school. This big, massive man that moves, got great feet. His wingspan is phenomenal. Like he has so much upside. And you're almost like, Chantrell, when are you going to believe in your upside? And when is the light going to go off for you and be that dominant player that we once thought you were a once-in-a-generation player coming out of high school?
Doesn't a lot of that have to do with health, though? Because, you know, last year it just went down.
It's all health-wise. I think, I mean, everybody's career can be tracked to, I mean, health and situations. You know, those are always – it depends on how healthy you were and what type of situation or what type of team was built around you or what type of system you were in.
Yeah, it's very important the type of scheme that you're playing in, the system you're playing, if it fits what you do well. I think Chantrell Henderson is a guy that it's a guy that you see it has a lot of potential, but stuff that's behind his control that have determined that he's not been able to play on the field. The fact that he has Crohn's disease, you can't do anything about that. It's nothing you can really control. And then the fact that he gets rolled up on and his ankle broken by, you know, somebody getting beat on the opposite side, you really can't do anything about that. You would just hope that, you know, the regression being back to the mean, you say, like, all right, this guy is going to be healthy this year because he hasn't been healthy in years past. But me as a realist, I look at it as, like, if you're not available to play, I can't really count on you.
That line they say, availability,
the best ability is availability.
Exactly. And so
accountability.
Yeah, exactly. And that just makes me say that, like, I can't count on this guy being here. If he is there and he plays well, that's like icing on the cake. That's bonus. But to count on him, I just think it's dangerous thought processes to go about.
That's former Texans Pro Bowler Wade Smith, first-round pick Travis Johnson also in the building. Smitty and Trapp in for John Lopez, who's fishing. I feel like Shontrell Henderson and Rankin, the two guys you just mentioned, I think it's too early to really have a verdict on Brian Gain. But if those two guys are contributors on the offensive line, they're going to make him look damn smart. Like, there's a lot of times where you, like, if someone gives you an opportunity, and a lot of times people are questioning that opportunity, and you go out there, these are the two guys linked to Brian Gain right now that I think could make him look extremely smart, because he clearly loves those guys. If you hear him talk about Rankin, it almost sounds like he's talking about his son or something like that. And then Shontrell Henderson got another one-year deal. These are the two guys, like, if we want to evaluate Brian Gain, those are two guys I'm looking at the closest.
Yeah, I think those two would just make – it would just solidify what he's done already with guys like Kiki QT or guys like Justin Reed. Like, and that's part of me when I'm thinking about this whole
– By the way, Kiki might be a dog when we're talking about dogs.
Is Kiki a dog?
We're talking about – I think Kiki might be a dog.
Kiki's that min pin. You know what I'm saying? He's that
but he's going to get after you.
He's going to get after you. Yeah. Hey, he's an old ankle biter.
Well, hold on. Don't say that.
You know what? No, I'm just saying, like – Go, hey.
It's too close to the other one, man.
Oh, yeah, my
too
bad.
Close to the
yeah,
other one.
Right. My bad.
Too close
bad.
To the other
you're
one.
Right.
I don't
you're
use
right.
that one.
He's old shoe biter. You know what I mean? Or yeah, whatever you want to call it. He a guy who he's gonna annoy you. He's gonna do everything he got to do.
Yeah.
He's gonna put you in a great position to be successful.
Yeah.
And he gonna give you everything he got.
It's just that competitive nature. He's gonna do everything he can, or whatever it takes to win. Him. I'm gonna win this down. I'm gonna win this rep, and that's the type of stuff that you need.
But we giving head coaches jobs. They had Kiki QT and your boy over in Kansas City, and didn't
Patrick
win
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, and only won five games.
Oh yeah, Baker Mayfield before that, by the way.
Baker Mayfield, yeah, exactly. But only won five games though.
But he don't know how to coach defense, man.
He don't know how to coach. Period.
Well, that ain't true. He's got a good offense. The offenses are good.
Now we got the Cliff Kingsbury shots being fired at Cliff.
Yeah, I know. Answer me this, Landry. You're a Texas Tech guy.
Yeah.
The offenses have been extremely successful over the time that he was there, right?
Yeah, they've been good.
But
sometimes you got to adjust the way you call an offense in a shootout to where you don't put your defense in a bad position. And that comes down to coaching, I think. I think it's easy to say, well, we had 500 yards. But there's a lot of times in Kingsbury's career where if you would have just slowed it down and run the rock a little bit and been more focused on keeping your defense off the field instead of scoring, maybe he could have been a little better.
I used to tell people that all the time. Like, come out of high school, UCLA was I love UCLA because it was right down the street from the house.
Right.
Well, I mean, and I wouldn't have to go as far as I would have to go.
Isn't that a nice-ass campus, too?
It's real nice campus. Real nice. Middle West.
Like, nicer than USC's, right?
Yeah, way nicer.
Okay. USC's in the hood, though, right?
USC in the hood. Like, my grandpa used to live down the street from USC and Martin Luther King Boulevard run through the middle campus.
I went down there 2 years ago. Okay. They have whole streets of just, like, prison weights and stuff like that.
I mean, but it's changed. USC, now, don't get me wrong, gentrification is changing. I mean, white folks is moving in close to the close to the area. But there still is a bulletproof fence that surrounds the practice field.
Bulletproof?
Yeah. I think it was like in the late 90s, one of the players got shot in the butt. But from a straight bullet.
During practice?
Yeah, it happened.
Man. Could you imagine what it would be like these days if something like that happened with social media and all the stuff that goes on and somebody got shot during practice in the butt?
It'd be nuts. Oh, man, you know what, Army, you the best, man. I appreciate that.
Boss, login, trap in.
Hey, but not just that, but UCLA's campus. So that was the reason I didn't go to UCLA. Appreciate it. Cade McNown, Brian Poly Dixon, Danny Farmer.
I saw Cade McNown.
Name in a while.
Cade McNown put it on Texas.
They were putting up huge numbers.
Yeah, he was a Heisman runner-up.
They used to put up 50 points a game, but give up 48 on defense. So you got Kenyon Coleman. You got
they needed
Ben
you.
Thomas.
They needed you, Trap.
It wasn't going to work. Not when you were over here running this running gun offense and you never giving up no clock.
You ain't want all them reps.
No. Hey, God, I didn't want all them reps. We say need more reps. I didn't want more reps. Man, hey, man, let me go where somebody likes to play defense, get off the field. Offense, eat the clock up.
There all right, go. So the moral of the story here is, number one, the Texans need more dogs. Number two, Kiki Kuti is what, a Maltese? Is that what we decided? He's a Maltese?
Minpin.
Okay, Minpin, okay. And he's a shoe biter. We got to be careful there. And also, Travis Johnson did not want to go to UCLA, and they got bulletproof fences up at USC. That's the lesson here with Wade Smith and Travis Johnson in for John Lopez, who's fishing. NCAA March Madness is upon us, so it's time to embrace the debate that everybody's having this time of the year. Amateurism and college athletics. That's next. Kiki, do you love me?
Are you riding? Say you never ever leave.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.